眼啊，用我哋嘅祷告嘅声音去赞美我哋嘅真神，使我哋有咁好机会喺呢度敬拜我哋嘅神。耶和华啊，我要遵从你，因为你曾提拔我，不叫仇敌向我夸耀。耶和华我的神啊，我曾呼求你，你医治了我。耶和华啊，你曾把我的灵魂从阴间救上来，使我存活，不至于下坑。耶和华的圣民啊，你们要歌颂他，称赞他可纪念的圣名，因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，但他的恩典乃是一生之久。一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。真父神，我哋实在系感恩，俾我哋有呢个特权做你嘅子民，俾我哋呢个咁喜乐嘅时间，可以嚟到你自己嘅殿入边，用我哋嘅心灵诚实去敬拜你。主，我哋睇得到你就系创造宇宙独一无二嘅真神，你亦都系赐生命俾我哋嘅，亦都系我哋生命嘅主宰，叫我哋能够做你嘅儿女系好得无比嘅。当我哋睇得到你自己嘅爱，点样去差遣你自己独生嘅儿子嚟到呢个世间上，彰显俾我哋睇得到你嘅爱系真实嘅，亦都系诚信嘅，亦都系永久嘅。你嘅儿子愿意限制自己，道成肉身嚟到呢个世间上，就系专一为咗我哋嘅罪，拯救我哋从呢个罪嘅困锁，释放我哋。当佢十字架上死嘅时间，系受尽苦难，流尽宝血，洗净我哋嘅罪。主，我哋实在系唔值得嘅，但系你嘅恩典系够我哋嘅用嘅，你嘅恩典系浇灌我哋，好叫我哋得到呢个新嘅生命。叫你呢个新嘅生命实在系充满喜乐、平安同埋盼望嘅，亦都系丰盛嘅生命。当我哋有你喺我哋心入边嘅时间，当我哋全然注目喺你自己身上嘅时间，当我哋能够活出你自己馨香嘅气味嘅时间，我哋嘅生命就系得着丰盛。当我哋嘅生命能够咁样做嘅时间，追随住你自己嘅脚步，与主同行嘅时间，我哋真系会得到呢个盼望。求主你与我哋同在，叫我哋喺呢处敬拜你嘅时间，能够讨到你嘅喜悦，亦都能够享受到你俾我哋喺一切嘅盼望入边，喺一切呢个喜乐嘅入边，可以去敬拜你，去赞美你。我哋咁样祈求，奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。请坐。今日非常之高兴啊，请到我哋英文部嘅牧师 Pastor Gaylord 同我哋正道。咁咧就係、是、我相信大家好耐啦嚇，我嚟咗之後已經兩年多嘅時間，都未有機會嚇、請到啊 Pastor Gaylord 同我哋一齊分享神嘅話語。今日啊非常之多謝佢啊，連續講完英文堂，又要講中文堂，咁啊佢嘅 Father in law 又坐喺度喎，可能俾啲壓力佢都唔出奇嘅喎，但唔使驚，佢已經結咗婚啦，好耐啦，所以壓力已經好少啦啊！咁咧就話，而家我哋請帕斯基洛，然後請馮志弟兄同我哋做翻譯嘅。Thank you.
Well, good morning.
早晨。
I'm not sure what Pastor Stanley said.
我係唔知道 Pastor Stanley 講乜嘢。
Except three words.
只係聽到三個字。
Father-in-law.
我嘅岳父。
I appreciate Brother Fong. We got the memo today, so we are dressed similarly. So.
好多謝 Pastor Gaylord 嚟到我哋廣東話講道。
I thank you for the privilege to be one of the pastors here at Austin Chinese Church.
感謝神俾我有機會喺奧斯汀華人教會做一個英文嘅牧師。
It has been a while since I've been here, and I'm very thankful for Pastor Stanley's invitation.
我好耐時間冇嚟到大家當中啦，好多謝 Pastor Stanley 俾我有咁嘅機會。
Just a little bit of a report about the English.
同大家講一講最近英文崇拜嘅情況。
Recently, we had an English retreat. We haven't had one for several years.
我英文堂啱啱有個退休會，我哋有幾年冇退休會啦。
And we thank God we have a lot of young families, it was a very wonderful time of fellowship and learning.
我哋有好多好年青嘅家庭，亦都好嘅團契一齊交通嘅時間。
Another exciting thing is that God has brought us to the process of having a formal K candidate for associate English pastor.
有一個我哋好振奮嘅神帶領我哋，俾我哋有咁嘅機會係去準備請一個助理嘅英文牧師。
And so in 2 weeks he'll be coming, and we invite you, the Cantonese congregation, to also get to know them. It's Arthur and Lucy Xu.
再過兩個禮拜咧 ，Arthur 同埋 Lucy 鼠咧，依句夫婦咧就會嚟到我當中，我哋都請粵語嘅會眾嚟一齊去認識佢。
You can use Cantonese with Lucy, so you can. She was born in Hong Kong, so.
Lucy 係香港人，可以同大家講廣東話。
So before we go any further, I would like to just pray and ask for God's blessing.
我一齊祈禱。
Our Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to worship together, and I ask that your Spirit would be our teacher. As we open 1 Thessalonians, I pray that each person's heart here will be touched, and I also ask, Lord, that you will comfort, that you will convict, that you will bless as only you can. May this time truly be worship to you, and I pray that the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. We pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. I am trying to get used to the high tech of the Cantonese, so very good. We'll be looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我們今天會看看帖撒羅尼加後書第一章。
And I'd like to give just a little bit of background before we get into the message.
給大家一些的背景，我們講信息之前，給大家一些背景。
This is the, Paul went on, this was on his second missionary journey out of 4.
這個就是保羅的第二次的宣教的旅程，在四節當中的第二次。
In Acts chapter 16, we read how God redirected Paul to go to Macedonia and eventually to the city called Thessalonica.
在《使徒行傳》第15章的時候就講到神怎樣給保羅一個馬其頓的呼聲，他就轉路去到馬其頓，最後呢就終於去過幾個地方之後就去到帖撒羅尼加。
Now Paul was not in this city very long.
保羅呢在那裡的城市不是很久的時間。
Let me see if I can do this correctly. So Thessalonica is up here. And Paul was, while he was there, many people turned to God and believed in God.
帖撒羅尼加就在那裡了。在那裡的時間呢，很多的人呢就信了主，歸信主。
Unfortunately, there were some Jewish believers that did not like what Paul was doing, so they drove him away.
當時也有很多的猶太人呢不喜歡保羅所講的道，所以就趕他走。
So what happened is, Paul went from Thessalonica, then he had to flee to the city Berea, and finally had to come all the way down here to Athens in Greece.
他就保羅呢就依個離開帖撒羅尼加，就去到依個比利亞，最尾呢就去到雅典。
So we see that Paul his ministry was very effective, but yet very dangerous too.
睇見保羅嘅工作呢係好有效嘅，亦都係好危險嘅。
But because he left, this means that the new believers in Thessalonica had very little support.
他走了之後呢，就表示他剛剛信主的新信徒呢，他就很少人去支持他們了。
And on top of that, they were facing persecution.
還有呢，他們就面對很多的逼迫。
So one of the reasons Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians was to encourage these new believers in the middle of their suffering and to give them teaching about godly living.
所以保羅寫了帖撒羅尼加前書呢，就是鼓勵他們在這個逼迫當中呢繼續過一個堅強的生活。
About 6 months later, Paul wrote 2 Thessalonians, another letter to them.
在六個月之後呢，保羅再寫一篇就是帖撒羅尼加後書，再寫給他們。
So though he was unable to visit them, the Paul maintained contact with this church. He loved them.
儘管保羅沒機會再去拜訪他們，但呢保羅同他們保持聯繫，因為他愛他們。
In general, he was pleased with their progress, but there were still some issues that had to be resolved.
他呢就對他們的取得的進步呢，他很開心，但呢教會裡面有些問題呢，保羅想去解決。
What happened was these Thessalonian believers were going through so much persecution that they started to ask the wrong question.
這些帖撒羅尼加教會的信徒呢，他遭受很多的逼迫，所以他們有時呢，他們開始呢就問一些問題了。
When a child gets in trouble, gets what they think is punishment, sometimes they think, oh, I did something wrong.
一個細路仔當佢俾人懲罰嘅時候咧，佢會諗：哦，係咪做錯一啲事咧？
So therefore, if they go through some pain, then they also thought, "Oh, I must have did something wrong."
佢受到一啲痛苦嘅時候，佢哋一定會諗：哦，可能我做錯一啲事啦。
So these new believers, as they were being persecuted, they said, "Oh no, are we doing something wrong? And now God is punishing us."
呢啲新嘅信徒咧，佢哋受到呢啲逼迫嘅時候，佢哋就會諗：啊，係咪我哋做錯一啲事？而家神係喺度懲罰我哋咧？
In the Thessalonians, he talks about the day of the Lord.
在帖撒羅尼加前書講到是主的日子。
And Paul assured them, no, you will not go through the day of the Lord. This is not the day of the Lord.
保羅呢就講清楚俾佢聽，你唔係受到主的日子嘅審判，你哋唔會受到嗰個嘅審判。
You see, not only were they experiencing his persecution, but they were false teachers that were slipping into the church and teaching false doctrine.
唔單止佢哋受到好多嘅逼迫，仲有啲假嘅老師咧，就入到個教會裏邊，同佢哋講一啲假道、假嘅道。
Apparently, even these false teachers were saying that Paul and Silas and Timothy were teaching the same wrong teaching. They even had a fake letter that they produced.
呢啲假嘅老師咧，唔單止佢哋教佢哋假道，佢哋仲話呢個保羅、西拉同埋提摩太咧，佢哋都係講佢哋都係講呢啲咁嘅嘢啦，所以佢哋係講大話。
So in this first chapter, Paul is encouraging the Thessalonians to stand firm and to remain faithful to the Lord even in the midst of their suffering.
所以帖撒羅尼迦前書嗰度，保羅就勸勉佢哋，就算你哋受到好大嘅逼迫，你都要站立得穩。
You know, it's not always easy to stand in the middle of persecution.
喺呢個逼迫當中嚟站立得穩咧，唔係一件好容易嘅事。
It is sometimes easy to think whenever we go through health situation, or we go through job situation, we may think, oh, well, we must have done something wrong, and now God is dealing with me.
可能我哋遇到一啲健康嘅問題，或者工作上嘅問題，我哋可能會問一個問題，就話係咪我自己做錯啲嘢？而家神喺度懲罰緊我哋咧。
In reality, at least based on this passage, God is showing us that He often has a wonderful and He has significant reasons for allowing us to go through tough times.
但喺個聖經裏邊，我哋睇到咧。神有啲好美好嘅，或者係好明顯嘅一啲嘅原因咧，令我哋渡過呢啲咁樣嘅艱難嘅路程。
So we're going to just walk through this chapter, and I think where we're going to start. The first point I'd like to make is that the persecutions, the trials, were used by God to confirm that they were worthy. These Christians were worthy.
我哋會睇下呢個帖撒羅尼迦後書成第一章第一個。我哋講到呢個 point 咧，就話呢啲逼迫同埋呢啲試煉咧，係神利用呢啲咁嘅嘢嚟證明咧，我哋喺佢裏邊咧係配得嘅。
I'd like to read verses 1 through verse 5。
我哋喺第一節讀到第五節。
So please follow along in your Bible, Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1 through 5。
帖撒羅尼迦後書第一章一至五節。
Paul, Silas, and Timothy.To the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence.That God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering.
第一至第五節，我唔再重讀啦。
Paul started off verses 3 and 4 after he gave the greeting. Verses 3 and 4, he praised and affirmed them.
保罗喺第一、第二节之后，佢俾佢哋一个问候之后咧，第三、第四节佢哋就称赞佢哋。
He didn't just say, "Oh, good job," and walk away. He was very specific.
佢唔係話哦，你做得好，然後佢就走啦。而係佢講一個好好具體嘅一件事。
Why was he thankful?
點解佢係感恩呢
？If we look in the passage, it says, verse 3, "Because your faith is growing more and more."
我哋睇下第三節嗰度講到咧，佢話因你們的信心係格外嘅增長。
This idea of growing more and more is the idea of growing beyond what could be expected.
呢、这個額外增長咧，就係話佢增長到佢哋比佢期望嘅更加多。
Increased beyond measure，
或者係增長到咧根本冇辦法測量啦。
Many of you know, my father-in-law is very good with gardening。
大家都可能知道我岳父咧 係種嘢咧好叻嘅。
He constantly has to rescue our plants and bring them back to life.
佢經常咧要嚟救我哋嗰啲植物咧，將佢哋重新嘅種翻更好。
But one of the secrets he has is this thing called Miracle Grow.
佢有一個秘密咧。佢一個秘方咧，就係叫做 Miracle Grow。
But the point I'm trying to make is that Miracle Grow, when you put it on the plant, it is amazing. It just grows in healthy. The color, it's very powerful. And I'm trying to paint the picture that Paul is talking about their faith. That's sort of the idea. It's growing beyond our expectations.
依啲咁嘅肥料咧，加到落去咧，你會想嗰啲花咧會生得好靚。我想俾大家一個 point 咧，就係話保羅咧亦都係咁樣講帖撒羅尼加教會，佢哋係格外嘅增長。
These Thessalonians, their faith had grown, not despite the persecution, but Paul is saying your faith is growing because of the persecution.
帖撒羅尼加嘅教會嘅信徒，佢嘅信心增長，唔單單只係佢哋喺逼迫當中受到增長，而且係因為呢個逼迫而係佢哋受到增長。
You see, persecution destroys false faith.
呢啲咁嘅逼迫咧，會將一啲假嘅信心咧除去。
If you really don't believe in God and the tough times come, you will turn your back on God.
如果你唔係真正相信神咧，喺一個苦難嘅日子，你就會離棄神。
But if you really trust in God and the tough times come, then what happens is you will still turn to God.
如果你真係相信神咧，喺呢個苦難嘅日子，你更加會去面對神。
We may not always understand.
我哋可能又都唔會去真正明白。
But we say by faith, God, I trust in you.
但係我哋話憑住信心，神，我相信你。
Matthew chapter 13, I have it up here in English. You could turn to Matthew 13, verse 20 and 21.
在马太福音十三章二十到二十一节。
Matthew 13, 20 and 21.
马太福音十三章二十到二十一节。
It says, the one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time.When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away.
二十節話，撒在石頭地上的，就是人聽了道，當下歡喜領受，只因心裏沒有根，不過是暫時的。及至為道遭了患難，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
So we see that this is the story of the parable of the sower.
依個就係耶穌俾佢一個預言，就係講到依個嘅土壤。
And as you know, the seed is the word of God.
这个种子呢，就是神的道。
And some people, if they sort of are interested in God and in the Bible, they may take it a little bit.
可能有些人对这个神的道或者神的话语有些少兴趣呢，他们会领受一些。
But not 100% trust in God.
但不是100%的去信靠神。
And this parable shows that whenever the tough time comes, they fade away.
这个比喻呢，讲了如果是有苦难来到呢，他们就跌倒了。
John MacArthur is a Bible teacher.
John MacArthur 呢，是一个圣经的老师。
And I believe I put the quote here. Oh, not this one. Okay, let me read the quote. It says, Persecution strengthens believers' faith by driving them to God.
这个 John MacArthur 说的话，逼迫是想到那些信徒呢，是将他们去更加使佢哋趋向神，趋向神。
They depend on him more，
佢咧就更加去依靠神
，which increases their knowledge of him，
更加去使佢哋更加去认识神
，and that in turn increases their trust in him，
而且咧更加去相信神。
John， another reason Paul was so thankful for these believers，
另一个原因这个保罗系对呢啲信徒咁有感恩嘅心咧。
Is that their love was abounding one to another?
因为佢哋系嘅爱心咧，彼此相爱咧，越嚟越多。
This is very important.
呢个系好重要嘅。
John 13:34-35 says, "A new command I give you, love one another."
呢个喺约翰福音十三章讲到咧，我赐俾你一条新命令，就系彼此相爱。
As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
Yeah. 我如何爱你们呢？你们也要如何彼此相爱。所以你们这样爱其他人呢，就知道你是我们的门徒了。
Now, this is an ongoing, growing phenomenon.
这个就是呢，不断的，不断一个程序，不断一个进程。
This is a process.
这是一个过程。
This is an area where evidence is supposed to continue to grow and show itself.
这个过程呢，我们的一些的证据呢，不断地增长，不断地去表露出来。
Paul is commending these believers because their love is increasing.
保罗称赞他们，因为他们的爱心呢，一路这样的增长。
I know from my understanding of the Cantonese congregation that you all are very good at loving one another and showing care for one another.
我对粤语堂的弟兄姊妹认识呢，就是你们都是大家好彼此相爱。
But we all need to continue to grow in this area.
但我们一直在这个方面呢，我们都要不断地去增长。
As this verse says, how will men know, how will women know that you are my disciples? This one way, because you love one another.
我们怎样叫我们的世人知道我们是主的门徒呢？只有一个，就是我们彼此相爱。
It's easy to love people that you like.
是你喜欢的人，你去爱他呢，是很容易的。
But you know in a family, sometimes we don't like each other sometimes.
就算我们在同一个家庭呢，有时我们并不是很爱我们家庭里面的人。
We have different personalities.
我们有不同的性格。
We have different perspective.
我们有不同的观点。
And so only, even the world knows, if that group of people actually really love one another, they must be God's disciple.
这个世界呢，他们知道，如果这一群人，他们真是大家彼此相爱呢，他一定是这个主的门徒。
And that is when people will come to say, how come your marriage is so good? How come your friendships, you care so much about people?
就是人家很多人来问我们，为什么你的婚姻是这么好呢？为什么你这么关心其他人呢？
They are drawn to Jesus Christ.
他们呢，就被我们吸引到去主耶稣那里。
Have any of you ever been to a cave before?
你们有没有入到一些山洞呢？
Okay. Have you ever had a tour guide that thought he was really funny and turned off all the lights?
有没有那些导游呢，他会说他可能想玩啲嘢，所以就熄曬全部嘅燈。
Okay, so at that moment, the first few seconds it's okay.
你嗰陣時咧熄曬全部燈，你睇唔到咧，開頭幾秒鐘仲係冇問題嘅。
And then it's not funny anymore.
咁咧就唔係咁好玩啦。
And if the tour guide turns on a little flashlight, a small flashlight, turns it on.
如果個導遊咧就係開咗一個好細嘅電筒
，What is everybody's natural reaction?
他们个个自然的，他们会去怎么做呢？
They move towards it.
他们都是向着那个光去走。
The tour guide doesn't say, okay, here I am, come over here now.
他说，哎，我在这里啊，你们来吧。
Because of the emptiness and the darkness, when they see even a little bit of light, they naturally go to it.
在这个这么黑暗、这么空洞的当中呢，你看一点的光呢，你很自然就向着那个光那里走。
In this dark world,
在这个黑暗的世界里面，
If God's people will understand and grow in loving one another,
如果我们信主的弟兄姊妹呢，我们在爱心里面不断的增长，彼此相爱，
It will attract the world to Jesus.
我们就会吸引到其他的人呢，来到主耶稣里面。
If they come to Austin Chinese Church, that's secondary.
如果他们来到奥星华人教会呢，这个是第二。
But Paul was thankful that their loveWas abounding one to another because he knew that this would draw other people to Christ.
所以保罗咧为佢哋嚟感恩，因为佢哋嘅爱心咧彼此相爱，佢哋系彼此嘅好有爱心，不断嘅增长。
So Paul was lastly in this section, he was thankful because their testimony encouraged other churches.
第三个保罗为佢哋感恩咧，因为佢哋喺个教会里边咧有好好嘅见证。
Their perseverance was an encouragement to others.
他们的忍耐，他们的是对其他人很大的鼓励。
It was not a grim waiting.
这个不是一个很无奈的一个忍耐。
But it was a joyful hoping.
而是一个很有充满希望的一个这样的希望在等待。
Even in the face of the adversaries and the obstacles and attacks, they refused.To renounce their faith, they refuse to let their love grow cold, they refuse to abandon hope.
他就算在受到很大的苦难、很大的逼迫、很大的攻击当中呢，他们都不会说放弃自己的信仰，他们都不会放弃他的希望。
I have enjoyed the privilege for almost eight years or so, once a month I meet with a group of pastors for prayer, about eight other pastors, Austin area pastors.
我好感恩我有咁嘅機會咧。過去幾年，我每個月咧都會從奧斯丁地區嘅 有八間八個嘅教牧同工咧，我哋聚埋一齊，一個月一次咧，大家喺聚埋一齊。
So we meet for 3 hours for prayer. We drink some coffee. We have sharing in prayer time.
我哋咧同佢一齊有3個鐘頭，大家一齊祈禱，一齊分享，一齊享受咖啡。
So a few years ago, one of these churches represented, they had a senior level pastoral staff that was arrested for a crime.
在幾年前呢，其中一個教會佢一個主任牧師咧，佢因為犯咗啲罪行咧，俾人捉咗。
And as you can imagine, it just crushed that church.
你可以想象到佢個教會咧，真係好傷心。
Many people left that church, and but interesting, there were several people that did still stay.
好多人咧離開咗呢個教會，但係好有興趣就係有啲人咧仍然留喺呢個教會裏邊。
They went through some soul searching. They went through some repentance, and they went through some healing.
佢哋真係經過好多嘅思考，好多嘅悔改，同埋一路嘅大家嚟討論呢個嘅問題。
And as I watched my friend, the senior pastor that was in our group, as he went through that,
我就睇見我嘅朋友就係佢嘅主任牧師咧，佢亦都經歷過呢個咁嘅過程。
As he grieved that one of his associate pastors had been arrested,
佢咧就為咗佢嘅一個嘅助理牧師俾人逮捕咗咧，佢就喺度傷心。
And as he persevered in a courageous way,
但係咧佢喺一度不斷嘅忍耐，但係佢嘅心咧係有一個勇氣喺度忍耐。
As he did not get angry at God, but instead said that just trusted in God even more.
佢唔會話好去對神有一個憤怒，而係佢更加去信靠神。
All the other 8 pastors, we were deeply encouraged by his example.
我哋其他八個依個嘅牧師咧，都睇見佢咁嘅樣子咧，我哋都受到好大嘅鼓勵。
I hope never to experience the same thing he did.
我希望我唔會經受到佢所經受嘅嘢。
But because of this pastor's perseverance, I know that God is able to get people through that kind of a trial.
但因為依個牧師睇見佢咁嘅例子咧，我相信神咧係可以幫助我哋經歷過依啲咁嘅試煉。
This works on an individual level also.
依個咧對我哋每個個人嚟講咧，都係一樣有效嘅。
If we had time for testimony service, I bet many of you could share about how another person in this congregation has encouraged you to trust God.
如果我哋有一個見證會咧，我相信大家都可能好多嘅見證係因為弟兄姊妹嘅見證咧，係鼓勵到我哋更加去信靠神。
As perhaps this person has gone through a setback or they've gone through a trial, as you've watched them, you see them, they trust God, they still love God, they still hope in God. And what that does is make you encouraged to do the same thing.
可能这个有人弟兄姊妹会分享呢，他在个人当中可能受到一些问题或者是一些的困难呢，但他怎样去信靠神，怎样去经历过这个困难的时间呢，我们大家呢都会在从中能够学到很好的功课，受到很大的鼓励。
At the risk of giving this congregation a big head, I can personally say that this congregation has been a huge blessing to me and my family.
大家我唔想講到大家好似飄飄然咁樣，但係咧，我咧就都係講到廣東話嘅會眾咧，對我係同我嘅家庭咧係受鼓勵咗我哋好多。
I've watched you go through good times and tough times.
我睇見大家經歷嗰啲好艱難嘅時候，亦都有啲好嘅時候。
Through challenging times and through the smooth times.
有時我哋有啲好大嘅挑戰，有時咧我哋有過一個平穩嘅時候。
So just as one of the pastors here, I thank you, and just as Paul thanked the Thessalonian believers for their example.
作為一個喺呢度嘅牧師咧，我感謝大家，就好似保羅感謝帖撒羅尼加教會咁樣。
As we go on, he not only praised and affirmed them, but he also concluded some things by observing them.
保羅咧唔單止係稱讚佢哋同埋證實佢哋，而且咧佢哋就保羅咧俾咗一個嘅結論。
One commentator summarized it this way.
一個嘅聖經解經家佢咁樣總結。
Trials do not make a person.
佢話一個試煉咧唔會做一個人。
They reveal what a person is made of.
但係佢會顯露出呢個人係乜嘢做嘅。
When our faith is tried, we are revealing our worth.
當我哋嘅信心受到試煉咧，我哋就會顯露我哋值得嘅係乜嘢。
We look at 1 Peter 1, verse 6 and 7.
我哋喺彼得前书第一章嘅第六、第七节。
It says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come, so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed."
他说因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
In other words, the growth, the increase, the perseverance and faith that were demonstrated by these Thessalonian believers, they together give evidence that they are indeed God's people.
所以话呢啲帖撒罗尼加教会嘅信徒呢经过咁嘅试炼更加证明佢哋喺主里边佢哋系有信心嘅，更加证明呢系佢哋系主嘅门徒。
That's why in verse 5,
所以喺呢个第五节度讲到
Paul says, all this is evidence that God's judgment is right.
所以他说这正是神公义判断的明证。
Okay, judgment doesn't mean, like a judge giving out punishment.
这个公义判断呢不是说好像一个法官这样给人一些审判。
This word judgment should be understood as God's righteous decision to allow suffering in this world to sanctify his people.
这个这样的公义判断呢是讲到神呢他是有权将这些逼迫呢是来到这个世界上使他的信徒呢更加经历这个成圣的道路。
God builds his people's character through the difficulties they experience.
神利用这些这样的困难这样的这些时间呢来给我们信徒呢更加锻炼我们来成圣。
If any of you play sports,
如果哪个人喜欢运动的
I know yesterday was a basketball tournament.
昨天呢我们有一个篮球的比赛。
And if you see anybody walking funny, that means they were playing in the basketball tournament.
如果今天你看见哪个好行的行得很怪呢就是他们在昨天在打球了好像 Daniel 那
Yeah, Daniel. So, if a person wants to be good at a sport, they have to go through some pain.
如果一个人他一要想在这个运动当中做得很厉害呢他一定要经过很大的痛苦。
You go through the practice,
你去这个练习。
You go through the sweating and the pain,
你出很多汗你出很多就受很多痛苦。
A lot of Advil,
吃很多药。
But what happens is, as you go through the pain, you grow stronger.
但是呢你经受了这些痛苦之后呢你会成更加的强壮。
Most of us believers,are saying, God, I love you, I care for you, please don't make me grow that way.
很多的信徒呢说神啊我爱你你希望你不要给我这么多的痛苦。
But I always think, Satan will not attack a believer who is doing nothing for God.
我相信呢撒旦呢不会攻击一个人如果他跟神不做工呢他不会攻击他的。
Why does he have to attack them if they're doing nothing?
如果他都没做神的工呢他不需要攻击他。
Satan attacks those who are doing something for God.
撒旦呢攻击那些是为神作工的人。
God allows some of these trials and persecution because he knows it will strengthen our faith.
神呢是容许这些这样的逼迫来到因为他知道呢这些逼迫是会增加我们的信心。
So as Paul wrote this, he said, all this is evidence that God's judgment is right and as a result, you are counted worthy of the kingdom of God.
所以保罗就说呢这些是神公义判断的明证所以呢叫你们可算配得神的国。
So, this counted worthy, I just want to make a clarification.
这个话他们很配得呢我们再讲清楚一点是什么。
Well, let me read this first. The fact that the Thessalonians were being allowed to suffer for their faith, and the fact that in doing so, their faith, their love, and hope were increasing and strengthening, these were evidence that God's judgment was right.
所以这些帖撒罗尼加人呢他们是去忍受这些在他信心上面的试炼是正是神对他们的一个的表明神呢是做的事是对的因为在他信心在他爱心和希望呢都是不断的增长。
This counting worthy is not something we do of ourselves. We don't earn the worthiness.
这个是我们配得这个配得的不是我们可以赚得回来的。
God declared us worthy.
因为神咧宣布我哋系配得嘅。
There's a very big difference.
呢个系好大嘅分别。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
喺呢个哥林多后书第五章21节话，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Okay, I just want to make it very clear. When we talk about being counted worthy, we don't earn this. It is God declaring that we are worthy.
讲神到讲到系我哋配得咧，唔系我哋站翻嚟话我哋自己系配得乜嘢，而系神咧宣布我哋系值得嘅，我哋系配得嘅。
You know, I didn't earn my way to become the son of Henry and Grace Tway.
我成为呢、这个我爸爸嘅仔咧，唔系话我做咗一啲乜嘢。我是这样赚得回来的。
I was born into their family, yes.
我在这个家庭里面出生。
But my dad and mom, they call me son.
我爸爸妈妈称我是儿子。
Even when I'm a disobedient son, I'm still their son.
就算我不听话呢，我都是他们的儿子。
If things go good, I'm still their son.
如果我做得好的事呢，我是他的儿子。
When my dad got laid off many years ago, in the 70s, I was still his son.
当我爸爸冇嘢做，冇工作嘅时候，喺70年代嘅时候冇工作，但我仍然系佢嘅儿子。
When he got his job back, again, I'm still his son.
当佢揾翻佢嘅工作啦，我仍然系佢嘅儿子。
You see, it's nothing that I did to earn it.
唔系话我自己可以去赚得乜嘢。
And in a similar way, I know the illustration is a little bit off, but God.Declares us worthy. He counted us as worthy because of Jesus Christ.
神咧系宣布我哋系配得嘅，系因为耶稣基督嘅缘故，唔系我哋赚得翻嚟。
So we see this first point is that persecution and trials were used by God to confirm that they were worthy.
所以呢啲逼迫咧系神所利用佢哋证明呢啲信徒咧佢哋系配得嘅。
You can imagine these young believers are like, oh.That's so good to hear.
你可以想象啦，嗰啲咁嘅新信徒咧，真系透一条大气话啊，呢个真系好消息。
Paul was like how do you say 大哥哥 ，right？
保罗系一个大哥哥。
And Paul was comforting them and saying, "No, in God you are worthy, and in fact the suffering shows that you are worthy."
要保罗咧就安慰佢哋，佢话你喺神里边，你系配得神嘅国嘅。呢啲咁嘅逼迫咧，正系。一个嘅证明你系配得嘅。
Well, then Paul goes on, and this is my second main point.
呢个第二个主要嘅论点咧，呢个保罗继续讲。
Paul urged them to continue to live in a way so that it reflects that they were worthy.
所以保罗咧系要求佢哋咧继续过一个呢个相称嘅一个嘅生活。
You see, the first one is he was teaching them a fact.
第一个咧，佢哋保罗教导佢哋一个咁嘅事实。
But now the second point is, he says, now that you understand you are worthy, live your life that reflects that you are worthy.
第二个点咧，保罗就讲俾佢听，你哋而家知道你系配得嘅，所以你应该过一个生活咧，系同呢个咁嘅配得你神嘅国呢个嘅身份系相称嘅。
These are a couple of verses that Paul wrote that also affirm this.
呢个系保罗。写嘅几个嘅，请喺帖撒罗尼加。
1 Thessalonians 2:11-12, he says, "For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into His kingdom and glory."
喺呢个帖撒罗尼加前书第二章十一节话：，你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、祝福你们各人。好像父親待自己的兒女一樣，要叫你們行事對得起那召你們進他國得他榮耀的神。
In Ephesians 4:1, he writes, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received."
在以弗所書第四章話：我為主被囚的勸你們，既然蒙召行事為人，就當與蒙召的恩相稱。
Paul reminded them that God will keep His promises.
保羅提醒佢哋咧。神是会神是信实的。
Well, we won't go into detail here, but if you look at verses 5 through 10,
我不会很详细地说了，大家可以看一下这个第五到第十节。
It talks about how God will punish the evildoers.
讲到神呢，是怎样去惩罚那些属魔鬼的人。
that someday God's people will be glorified with Him.
係有一日咧，屬神嘅人咧，一同神咧同得榮耀。
He said that the destruction of the evil is as you read this verses 6-9, it is very sobering.
我哋睇見喺個第六到第九節咧，佢話神會係一路懲罰佢哋係好清楚嘅寫得。
But at the same time, the picture that Paul paints about the rest and the relief in verse 7 that the believers will receive is very wonderful.
佢哋都保羅亦都講到喺第七節嗰度咧，神咧會俾我一個平安嘅。
Verse 6 and 7, God is just, He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well.
这个第六节讲到，神既是公义的，就必将患难报应，报应那加患难给你们的人。
This word relief means to relax, to restore.
这个神是公义的，就是给他们，给那些同得平安呢度咧，讲到你受苦难咧，以后你会得到呢个嘅平安。
It's the idea of freedom or refreshment.
一个好似好自由，一个好似更加过一个新一个新嘅生活。
And you know, I went through this very quickly, but I think all of us can think of promises that God has given to us through His Word.
我哋大家都可以思想下神俾我哋一个嘅应许。
So even though Paul said, "Now walk worthy of your calling," he also said.And don't forget, God's promises will get you through this.
保罗咧话俾佢哋听，你哋要过一个呢个生活咧，系同你嘅身份相称嘅，但亦都系俾佢一个嘅应许，就话神咧以后会俾佢哋有一个平安。
And then he just ends his passage with a prayer.
所以保罗咧就结最尾嘅时候咧就做一个祈祷嚟结束呢一个嘅信息。
If I'd like to ask Brother Frank if you'd read Paul's prayer in verse 11 and 12 of chapter 1.
我哋喺第一节第十一到十二节嗰度讲到保罗一个祈祷。啊，因此我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫，叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也在他身上得荣耀。都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。
Thank you. He uses a phrase that our God may count you worthy of His calling.
保罗用到一个话，我哋嘅神咧看你们配得过所蒙嘅召。
Paul was praying that their practice would reflect their position in Christ.
保罗咧就希望佢哋所做嘅嘢咧系同呢个神所召佢嘅系相称嘅。
That their sanctification would reflect their justification.
他们这个成圣的路程呢是跟他们称义这个是相应的。
And he's saying that you will grow more and more in this.
保罗说你们会不断地去增长。
You know, when people get married, they pledge their love to their spouse.
当我们当人去结婚的时候呢，我们对我们的配偶呢都有做一个承诺。
This is honest and sincere.
这个是一个很诚实的还有一个真挚的一个承诺。
And probably very immature.
或者呢是一个很不成熟的承诺。
What does a newlywed couple understand about love?
一个啱啱结婚嘅一对夫妻咧，佢哋对呢个爱系咪有真正认识咧
？I'm not saying they don't love. I'm saying their love is very immature.
我唔系话佢哋唔彼此相爱，而话佢哋爱咧可能唔系好成熟。
If someone asks them, "Do you love your husband or wife?" they would say yes.
如果人嚟问佢你系咪爱你嘅丈夫或者爱你嘅妻子，佢哋一定讲话系。
However, we continue to grow in the depth and in the breadth.Of the love.
但咧，佢哋不断会喺长或者系更加阔、更加深嘅去相爱。
5 years into the marriage, the love will be even better and more mature.
可能过咗五年之后，结婚五年之后咧，你个爱可能更加嘅成熟。
By God's grace, maybe 10 years into the marriage, even more so.
因为神嘅恩典咧，可能十年之后结婚啦，你嘅爱可能更加嘅成熟。
You see, our practice grows as we reflect our position that we are married.
所以我哋喺个结婚嘅路程当中，我哋所做嘅咧，系同我哋嘅诺言咧系一个相称嘅。
So in other words, our experience will grow, even though our position never changed.
可能我哋嘅身份上边冇改变，但系我哋嘅经验咧不断嘅去增长。
You see, if we only know, oh yeah, I'm God's child.
可能我哋就系知道话我哋系神嘅儿子。
But there is no deepening of this understanding, then it gets very dry.
但我哋可能就係有膚淺咁樣瞭解呢個係神嘅兒子，但係冇好深刻嘅認識。
Any relationship that says, "Oh, I love this person," but there's no growth in that love, then it'll become dry.
如果我哋系话我哋爱一个人，但系我哋唔系好深嘅认识呢个爱系乜嘢咧，可能变成一个好肤浅嘅爱。
So Paul's prayer is that God may count you worthy of His calling.
所以啊，保罗话俾佢听咧，我哋嘅神睇我哋咧系配得呢个神所话我哋召我哋嘅。
The second thing he prays is that by His power He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith.
啊，保罗亦都话用大能，神用大能咧成就我哋一切所羡慕嘅良善。
I think that's pretty self-explanatory, but still, it's a wonderful prayer that Paul prayed.
这个是一个的祈祷呢，是保罗对他们一个这样的祈祷。
And then thirdly, he prays that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him.
第三个祈祷呢，是叫我们的主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀。
You know, before his death on the cross, Jesus Christ prayed, Father, the time has come, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you.
在耶稣基督在十字架上呢，他是做一个祈祷，他是父啊，时候到了，愿荣耀归给你，愿荣耀归给儿子，就希望儿子呢也都将荣耀归给你。
See, Jesus' ultimate motive was to glorify his father.
所以耶稣的最后的一个用意呢，就是要去荣耀这个父神。
And this should be our motive also as followers of Christ.
我们做一个跟随主的信徒呢，我亦都是我们的目的，就去荣耀神。
So in concluding, to walk worthy of the Lord means to walk in a way that the Lord deserves from us.
所以我们说过一个相称的生活呢，就是要去一个是神蒙，是过一个是敬虔的，同埋与神照我们这个的照是相称的一个的生活。
It's not walking in a way that we deserve from God.
不是说我们，是说我们在神里面值得的一些什么。
So walking worthy of the Lord would mean acting in a way that shows how worthy and able and gracious and strong the Lord is.
我们呢，是我们过一个相称的生活呢，是要做出一个显露我们的神是怎样的伟大的神，还有是将神的恩典呢是显露出来。
You know, this past week, our president and his wife went to Europe for several meetings.
在过一个礼拜呢，我们的总统和他夫人呢去到欧洲进行一系列的会议。
And for President Obama, this was really his first time to meet several of the world leaders in person.
在President Obama 呢，因为他的第一次是对一些其他国家领袖呢一个的聚会。
The way that he carried himself, the way that he talked, the way he interacted with others was under the spotlight almost 24/7.
他怎样去怎样去行出来呢，他怎样去跟人讲嘢呢，怎样去主持一些事呢，都是一日四二十四小时呢都在这个放大镜里面下边去做。
And it was his duty, his privilege to represent the United States.
这个是他一个的责任，而一个他的一个这样的权利，他一个代表美国。
One could say,that President Obama needed to walk in a way that was worthy of the United States.
可能有人说 President Obama 要行出一条路呢，是配得做一个美国的总统的。
Anything less than that, or that would be bring shame on our country, would be inappropriate and unacceptable.
如果你不是这样做呢，是你做不够这样呢，带给这个国家有一些的耻辱呢，这个他就不配做这个美国总统。
So you see, we are counted worthy. We are declared worthy by God.
我们呢，在神眼中，神称我们是配得的。
And our challenge every day is to live in the reality of that worth.
我们的挑战呢，是每一日我们怎样去行出这个的身份，怎样去行出这个的路程。
God uses the tough times to confirm our worth in Him.
神呢，利用一些艰难的时间来对我们确认祂，对我们的，讲我们的配得。
And he urges us to live lives that reflect our worth in him.
其实他很希望我们能够活出一条道路呢，是同意我们的身份呢是相称的。
So what kind of choices do you and I need to make today?
所以今天我们大家要做一个什么选择呢？
Have we been living our life worthy of the calling that God has given to us?
我们是不是活出一个生命是我们与我们所蒙的恩相称的呢？
At our workplace,do we live life worthy of the calling that we not necessarily work for this company, but we are working for God?
在我们的工作上边，我们是不是做出一件事是同我们 呢、这個我哋係一個基督徒所應該做嘅係相稱嘅一個嘅工作咧。
And how we raise our children? Are we living lives worthy that we are raising these children for God?
我哋喺度教養細路仔嘅時候，我哋係咪教養佢，等佢知得係一個配，知道係配得神嘅？
Because at the end of the day, if they get into the best schools and they have fallen away from God, then have we really lived our life worthy of our calling?
如果有一天他們雖然是入了最好的學校，但他們不繼續去信靠神了，我們是否真的做出我們的這樣做了我們的責任呢？
With your husband or wife, how do you live your life worthy of the calling that God has given to you?
作為一個丈夫或者妻子，我們怎樣活出我們的道是跟我們的蒙的恩是 相應的呢？
And in the church, how do you live your life worthy of the calling that He has given to you, to us?
在教会里面，我们怎样去活出一个是跟我们蒙召的恩相称的一个的侍奉呢？
So I pray that you'll be encouraged by this message.
我希望大家在我的信息当中都受到一些鼓励。
God has counted us worthy.
神呢是称我们已经是我们是配得的。
Even though in reality we are worthless.
实际上呢，我们在这个实际当中呢，我们是不值得什么。
So as He's called us worthy,Our challenge every day.
我哋每一日嘅挑戰咧，係就係、是、神已經係稱我哋係配得嘅。我哋每一日嘅挑戰係點樣咧
？Our challenge is to live every day, worthy of His calling of us.
我哋嘅挑戰就係每一日活出係同佢蒙，係我哋蒙恩嘅召係相稱嘅。
Let us pray.
我一齊祈禱。
Our powerful God, we come to you thankful for.Your word. And I pray that these dear brothers and sisters, these friends, will realize that they have a high calling. That even though by ourselves we are worthless, but because of you, you have declared us worthy to be your children. God, may we not be selfish with it, may we not take it for granted, but may that knowledge impact us in such a deep way that every day we will live our lives.Saying, God, how can I walk worthy of this calling? How can I live in such a way? And if we face the persecution, may we understand this is part of being declared worthy. If there's no persecution, that would be a bad sign. But Lord, as we serve you, as the tough times come, may we rest in the fact that you, this shows that you have called us to be worthy, that you have declared us worthy. Just like the Thessalonian believers were encouraged by Paul,I pray that we were encouraged today by those same words. We ask for your richest and deepest blessings on this congregation, Pastor Stanley and Virginia. Mm. We ask, Lord, that you will do great and mighty things beyond all that we can ask or imagine. And we pray this in your powerful name. Amen.
Amen.